Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, you'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. Yvonne Heath is a nurse with a mission to bring death out of the darkness and into our conversations and to create a culture of acceptance with less fear. Over 25 years' experience working in healthcare, she has witnessed a great deal of excessive suffering in our death-phobic society. She has also felt it in her own life. Inspired by those who have lived fully and died peacefully, she has chosen to share her knowledge and experience through her book, Love Your Life to Death, How to Plan and Prepare for End of Life So You Can Live Fully Now, and speaking to the world about the value of talking, planning, and preparing for grief, death, and dying before they arrive. By doing so, everybody suffers less. And in 2017, Yvonne launched her I Just Show It Up campaign, teaching people of all ages how to show up for themselves and others so they are empowered and resilient when grief arrives. Author of Love Your Life to Death and creator of the international I Just Showed Up campaign, back with us on This Week in America, Yvonne Heath. Yvonne, it is a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. I love, love, love being on your program. It's like we're all friends now.
It is, and it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. And two very important topics, and I know that you've been literally traveling the world, sharing your messages. You've got great news. You won't tell me until we're starting the program. So we've started the program. Now you've got to share the good news with me.
Well, I do have to say it's been a four-year journey. My book only came out 3 years ago. We've sold over 3,500 copies, wow, and the feedback has been phenomenal. We've traveled to different places, and we've spoken to my greatest, actually, I just spoke in Kelowna, British Columbia, to the Huntington Society for their conference. And I don't know if you know Huntington's disease, but it is very hard, very difficult, cruel disease. There's no other way to describe it. And I spoke to over 350 people, families and people with the disease and volunteers and staff. And they embraced my message and they loved my book and they loved me and I loved them back. So that was just, it was a really beautiful way to end 2018, or one of the last conferences I spoke at. And I spoke in Boston at an international hospice palliative care conference. And everything has just come together so beautifully, Rick. And I have to say, in looking at me being a guest of yours over the years, I've had some really bad haircuts. Like, I feel like you should have said something about my hair in the first couple of shows. But anyways, hopefully we've evolved to, you know, cool hair now.
Hair has always been striking. There's nothing wrong with your hair.
Well, so the good news, two great things for 2019. We're going to start the year off with two terrific things. I've created an online program so that people can have my message from my, it's sort of a culmination of my book and the I Just Showed Up movement and my speaking, which is based on the seven takeaways, which I believe are essential principles for living life to the fullest, learning to grieve and support others, and yes, having the talk about end of life long before it arrives and diffuse the fear. So I'm very excited about that program will be available in the first few months of 2019. And then on March 30th, 2019, I will be sharing my message on the TED Talk stage.
Perfect. That is excellent.
That's my
excellent.
I know. See, that's people. When people know TED Talks, they say, "Oh my goodness, that's so amazing." And other people say, "Oh, what's a TED Talk?" And I think, how do you not know what a TED Talk is? They're so wonderful.
You know, it is amazing and so impressive. And I'm sure you're like the calendar, what crossing off each day as you get a little bit closer to March and the presentation.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm really so proud and honored to have been chosen to be on the TED Talk stage. And because it's, you know, it's, there's 10 speakers and they chose out of probably hundreds. And so it's a really big honor, something that's been on my bucket list for the last couple of years. And I have applied to a couple and I didn't get accepted. And that's life, right? That's part of the journey. So Obviously, I was meant to share my message on the TED stage of March 30th, 2019. So,
well, we'll be checking in on that, and we'll get a full report on that. And you need to go, to Yvonne's website and keep up on all the information. Great information there we'll talk about during the course of the program, because you'll find aids that will help you through having the talk and how to go about end-of-life planning. The website is loveyourlifetodeath.com. Information there on the I Just Showed Up campaign. You get information on the bracelet, which I have on right now and proudly wear, that you sent me after we got together the last time. And I didn't know part of the I Just Showed Up campaign is comforting somebody who has a bad hair day. I didn't realize that that was part. I was thinking more maybe grief-type situations, but I guess if you got a bad hair day, that happens. But there's nothing wrong with your hair. Nice hair.
Thank you. Well, you know, like I said, when you just show up, it's whatever makes somebody's heart ache. Hopefully they can get over bad hair. But, you know, sometimes it's their dog that went to the hospital. It's whatever. It's too much snow, which, you know, we have plentiful here. And it's just showing up no matter what.
Well, let's touch on that, and then I'll come back, because I want to talk about the talk, because it's so important that people have this. And you really have it set up. You guide us through this process. It's intimidating until you stop and really think about the benefits of that. But I Just Showed Up. This is so valuable, because we all go through that. Someone in our lives, someone, a friend, a coworker, goes through a situation like you just talked about. It doesn't have to be, you know, a great tragedy, but a setback in life. And we never know what to say. And because we're sometimes reluctant because we don't have the right thing, we just don't say anything. And that's really, you've hit it. I just show up. I mean, that's the key, just to be there. Even if you don't say anything, you're there.
Absolutely. And it's so funny, because my mom actually just posted this comic, a little cartoon, and it's so brilliantly demonstrates what just showing up is. And someone is sitting there, and their friend is telling them that they were having such a hard time, and in the other person's mind is like, oh my goodness, I have to think of something brilliant. And the friend is pouring out their heart, and oh no, I'm not saying anything. And they're stressing themselves out trying to think of the perfect thing to say, and they're not saying anything. They're just sitting there listening. And after all of this angst, the friend finally says, thank you for listening. I feel so much better. Right?
Yes.
And then the person's like, oh, I nailed it. Like, right, I nailed it. We just need to be present. We don't need to be an expert. We can't fix everyone's situation. We can't fix every problem, but we want to. And we also think that we need to be an expert in order to just show up, to be present in any difficult situation, a chronic illness, the dying process, somebody went to jail. You know, you don't need an expert to sit there and say, this must be so hard. If you want to talk about it, or I'm here, I'm listening. How are you feeling? Like, we just need compassion. And guess what? Everyone can qualify, right? Everyone qualifies.
And information you'll find by going to the website, the main website, loveyourlifetodeath.com. And you've got a page there, how to just show up and make a difference. And you can sign up for newsletters and get all of this information. And it's interesting, because one thing you say is, be prepared to be uncomfortable. There's nothing unusual with that. That's what's going to happen. So if you go into it with that frame of mind, suddenly being uncomfortable, you've expected that, and you understand that that's part of the process. The important thing is I'm here.
That is such an important part of the whole understanding about grief. And people, we want to fix everything. We're not comfortable with being uncomfortable. And the other piece is we're just kind of crossing our fingers and hoping that everyone is doing well. And the truth is, Rick, we both know that if there's a room full of people, somebody's grieving something, right?
Yes.
And somebody else might be having the best day of their lives. So somebody just got divorced. Somebody just got engaged. Somebody's waiting for a baby to be born. Somebody else is burying a parent. This is life, and it's not one or the other. It happens all at the same time, sometimes all in the same day. And we have to understand and accept that. We don't have to like it.
Right.
But it's part of this journey. And I always say, Imat, in any room, I promise you, someone is very sad and someone is just so happy. They're, you know, just having the best day. And we need to be able to just show up for both.
You know, among the many things you address that are very important is the fact I just showed up, so I'm going to put a check by that. I did it once and I've done all that I can do. And you're talking about, I just showed up and then I showed up again and then I showed up again. It's important because you see so often when somebody goes through a tragedy, people are there, maybe too many people there in the first few days. And then a month on down the line, there's got to be a loneliness that sets in because people have just moved on with their lives.
Of course. I'm so glad you brought that up because truthfully, in any crisis, when someone is dying or, again, an addiction, I mean, you have counselors, you might have victim services, you have family, everybody takes time. If there's a funeral, everyone is there, right? And it's kind of this big blur of support,
yes,
which is wonderful. But grief is a journey and grief goes on. And you're absolutely right. A month later, 2 months later, that grief still is there, and you can have a grief attack months later where you're just falling apart and you've gone back to work, right? And you're sitting at your desk and you're trying to hold it all together months apart, days later, actually, right? Because we don't get that much time off. And what if you're just completely falling apart because you've had such a hard time and somebody died or went to jail or whatever happened and everyone's gone back home? And you're at work and suddenly you fall apart. What does everybody do? It's like, oh gosh, you know?
Yes.
Having a really hard time. Let's step away. And what if we thought, right, I need to just show up. Joe's having a hard time. And we were able to say, yeah, this is uncomfortable. Just show up anyway. Got your little bracelet there to remind you and just went in and said, Joe, you're obviously having a really hard time right now. I'm here to help you. I'm here to listen. I can answer your phone, take a break, whatever you need. And the other piece with that, just continue to check in. I know we're all busy and we feel so guilty when we don't check in and, oh, should I call? Shouldn't I? Yes, call. Put a little reminder in your phone. I know everyone's busy, but do you know what makes the difference, all the difference in the world sometimes? A 3-minute phone call.
And that's all it takes to maybe make somebody's day, take their mind off where get their mind out of where it is and giving them more positive thoughts. The book we're talking about is Love Your Life to Death, How to Plan and Prepare for End of Life so you can live life fully now. Yvonne Heath, our guest back on the program. The website is loveyourlifetodeath.com. Information there on the I Just Showed Up campaign, as often happens, as always happens, time going by way too quickly. And I want to talk about the talk and preparing for end of life. And as I think about it, not doing so is probably unselfish. And I say that because, and you've talked about this, when you haven't prepared, family members and friends really can't start the grieving process because they're trying to organize what you would have wanted, make sure your financial, everything is in order that way. They're not quite sure what you want for burial, that type of thing. You're really depriving them of something that's very necessary, and that's grieving.
Absolutely. And it is selfish to not plan your end of life well. And it's something, but we've normalized not doing it, right? We've normalized procrastinating. So what we need to do is a cultural shift where we normalize that everyone who's an adult does an end of life plan, not when you're a senior, not when you have a diagnosis. I personally would love to see everyone at the age of 18 just does an end of life plan so that we normalize it. So it's something that's done before you're facing end of life. But the truth is people die at all ages, don't they? I mean, that's a hard truth of life that we don't like to think about. So if somebody does die young, wouldn't it be at least a little bit of a comfort to have all of that in place so you didn't have to crack codes and wonder what they would have wanted and figure out their passwords and all of this? And it's just another way we can alleviate our excessive suffering. Grieving is enough, right? Grieving is enough. Grieving is hard. And I have to say, I'm so excited that I've been telling people and saying, you know, you need to do your end of life plan. Are you an organ donor and all of these things? And I haven't had a great resource, which, you know, I met Nancy Jutton, who created the Life Goes On Roadmap. And it just helps you just navigate through, figure out your passwords and your personal papers and your financial, help you get everything in order. And I mean, they just guide you through it. It's easy. It's digital. It's well, not easy. It's simple, but it's just something that helps to guide you through.
Right.
And then it's done. And we did it. Jordy and I did that. And then now we say when something changes or at tax time, we just update. And truthfully, that is one of the greatest gifts that we've given ourselves. It's such a relief. Because when we don't do it, it's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Yes. See,
look, Rick, the elephant.
That's a large elephant, too. That's a large elephant in the room.
A large elephant. Jasper travels with us. I say the elephant is always in the room. Whether we want to acknowledge it or not.
Well, it's there. And, you know, another aspect, and if you go to Yvonne's website, loveyourlifetodeath.com, you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get some free information, including Love Your Life to Death, Why Have the Talk About End-of-Life Planning. Yes. And it gives you some ideas there, and it suddenly puts your life in a different perspective as well. You talk about begin to self-reflect. We talked about finances maybe not in shape, and you leave somebody else to try to figure all that out. All of a sudden, you realize, I can't do that to them. I'm going to work on the finances now. Regrets, things that grudges you've been holding for years, and you realize how silly they are when you look at the grand picture of your life and you go back. So it gives you a chance to really self-assess, doesn't it? And will make this life better as you're planning to end it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is a reminder that, you know, we're not meant to live forever, and I don't want to live forever, but while I'm here, I want to embrace my life, and I want to be the change that I want to see in the world, and I want to know that I've done everything to plan my life well, plan my end of life well, and then just go and have a heck of a good time.
Well, that's the way to do it, yes.
Yeah, like, just go out and love your life. Just have the best life that you could possibly have, but we need to stop pretending we can, you know, take care of that stuff later and that, oh, it'll be fine. And I don't think that, I think, again, it's something that we need to just create that cultural shift where it's like, let's just love our lives and, but plan them well.
What is it like? I got about a minute left in the program. What's it like when you're speaking and somebody's looking and they're going, okay, our next speaker is going to talk about end of life and dying, and we're going to have some guy come out in like a black suit, and he's going to stumble out on stage and read a prepared script. And suddenly Yvonne comes out carrying a huge elephant.
That's right.
Suddenly you've really broken that barrier, haven't you?
Well, the thing is, as you know, Rick, I'm very funny, right? So, and our talk is actually, it's called I Just Showed Up. Now I just showed up. And I just start with saying to people, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Just raise your hand if you've ever said these things or felt this way when someone was grieving in a crisis or suffered a loss. And everyone raises their hand and I say, yeah, me too. And then let's talk about that. So, you know, I wear bright colors. I have lots of props, Jasper the elephant, and I have my call to action at the end of every talk, which I have to make sure we have time for. I need like 6 seconds.
Okay, we'll do that. That's important. Now, and you talk, and these are from personal experiences. That's what makes what you say so valuable, because mm-hmm. you've worked in chemotherapy. You've worked in hospice. Besides personal experiences, you've seen people, you've been there with people, you've held people's hands, you've talked them through this process. This is firsthand, and you know what can happen if you're adequately, properly prepared for end of life.
Absolutely. And when I left my nursing career in 2015, I spent the last 3.5 years interviewing other people and gathering information from people of all ages and everyone everywhere, and just, you know, continuing to gather knowledge. So I feel like I'm just the messenger, and I say I'm learning as I go along too. This isn't easy for me, but if we take better care of ourselves and each other, we can navigate through this journey, including the grief, much without excessive suffering.
Yvonne Heath, our guest on the program, her book is Love Your Life to Death, How to Plan and Prepare for End of Life So You Can Live Life Fully Now. The website is loveyourlifetodeath.com. Information there on the I Just Showed Up campaign. Unfortunately, out of time, but you've got Jasper, I understand, as the closer of the program, back with the elephant.
Well, the elephant, but I always say to people, if you want to be able to just show up for yourself, if you want to be able to just show up for others, my call to action, plan your life, plan your death, and then just love your life to death. And always bring your own tambourine to the party.
Okay, those are words to live by. I love that. It is always so much fun having you here. Congratulations on what you've done. Looking forward to hearing about how everything goes, including the TED Talk in March of next year. We'll have you back and talk about that. As always, Yvonne, thank you so much. Important message, skillfully delivered. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. It is always a pleasure. I can't wait to hug you in person someday.
Someday we'll actually do that. But you're going to have to come here because you've got snow in July where you live. And I ain't coming there. But we'll have to meet down here in the U.S. where it's warm. Love your life to death. I had a plan to prepare for end of life so you can live fully now. Yvonne Heath, our guest on the program, website loveyourlifetodeath.com. I just showed up bracelets, by the way, available at that website. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.